Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
We told you we like to tell you about football history. Well, we're going all the way back into the ancient lands of the Roman Empire to tell you about some more of the roots of football and the Romans' contributions that made the game of football what it is. We have these stories and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, your portal to positive football history. And we also represent the SportsHistoryNetwork.com, one of 24 great podcasts that are lining your listening ears with great sports history each and every day. Make sure you check it out, SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Well, we had just the other day part one of our series on American football history. We're starting all the way at the beginning, as far back as we can see. And we talked about the Greek game, some of the influences of Greece and their great games that they've had. Well, today we're going to get into the Roman roots, the Roman Empire roots of the gridiron game. Now, PigskinDispatch.com's opening football history lesson is found on the site's How American Football Developed from the Ancient Ones. And the starting episode concluded with talking about the ancient Greeks playing the game called Harpastron. History tells the tale of how the Greek civilization was eventually conquered by another great empire, Rome. The Romans played a similar game to Harpastron, which they called Harpastum. No, very original on their part, huh? Harpastum was known as the small ball game. That's the translation, roughly. It had similar objectives to its Greek predecessor, but it used a ball of about the same size and hardness of a modern softball. The Romans embraced the Greek game early on, but when Caesar Augustus took the throne a few decades before the birth of Christ, he found too much gentleness in that game, for the Roman youths were destined to be centurions and commanders of legions. He commissioned a philosopher to craft tougher rules, and a new game was called Harpastum. And those new, tougher rules were best described by the writer Julius Pollux, who penned the description of the Roman game as played in the second century. At the two ends of the field, behind the line where the players are stationed, there are two other lines, and beyond which these two bands endeavor to carry the ball, a feat that cannot be accomplished without pushing one another backward and forward. Of course, we're getting this information from Park H. Davis's 1911 book, Football, the Intercollegiate Game. The Harpastron, known as the small ball game, this is due to the fact that the other ball games played by the Romans had much larger balls. Harpastron ball was made from stitched leather skin and stuffed with chopped sponges or animal fur. The ball was approximately 8 inches in diameter. The number of players varied from game to game, and some reports suggest that the games with hundreds of players on each side. Players had to get the ball over the opposing line to score, and Harpastron was an incredibly fast and physical game. It was also quite violent, and tackling was allowed, and due to the nature of the game, Harpastron was only played on grass or dirt since players were expected to end up on the ground. Additional descriptions suggest a line was drawn in the dirt and that the teams would endeavor to keep the ball behind their side of the line to prevent opponents from reaching it. It was almost a sort of inverted football because instead of the team with the ball advancing it down the field, they were protecting at all costs from their opponents as the ball laid on the ground in what we can best describe as the offensive backfield. Even the ancient philosophers were fans of this ancient football game. The ancient philosopher Athenaeus wrote this: "Harpastron is a game I like most of all. great are the exertion and fatigue attend upon contestants of ball playing, and the violent twisting and turning of the neck. He seized the ball, passed it to a teammate while dodging another and laughing. He pushed it out of another out of the way. Another fellow player he raised to his feet, all the while the crowd resounded with shouts of out of bounds, too far, right beside him, over his head, on the ground, up in the air, too short, pass it back, in the scrum. The ancestors of the Romans in Italy brought the game to life once more in a game they call Calcio. The Piazza della Nuova Florence is the cradle of the sport, and it became known as the Guccio del Calcio Fiorentino, the Florentine kick game, or simply Calcio, which means kick in Italian. The official rules of Calcio were published for the first time in the year 1580 by a certain man named Giovanni Bardi. Allegedly, another football root had evolved from the activity started during the Danish occupation of England in 787 to 1066 AD, when a belligerent Anglo-Saxons kicked Viking skulls from village to village. To end this part of our series on football history, it's a rough early beginnings. I will leave you with the following quotation from Sidonius, writing about 473 AD from France, where the communities of the Romans survived. He relates some of the marvelous details of their game of harpistum. Philoptimus resolutely plunged into the ranks of the ball players, daring even he to essay vigorously the toil of the youths. As the Mantuan poet Virgil has said, "It has been a fine player, but at the, when he is still quite young, now he is repeatedly pushed by the inside runner from his place in the standing circle. Then again, being brought to inside the ring, he failed alike to cut across the dodge the path of the ball across its course, as it flew close to his face or was flung over his head, and he would often bend low in a flying tackle, so then scarcely managed to recover from a staggering swerve. So he was the first to retire from the stress and the strain of the game, puffing and blowing in a state of internal inflammation indeed. This poor swollen liver was sending frequent stabs of pain throughout his overtaxed body." You got to stay tuned for our next part. Part number 3 installment is titled British Influence on the Ancient Game. Right here on your favorite website for football and your favorite podcast, Pigskin Dispatch. Make sure you check that one out next week. And we are also on sportshistorynetwork.com, like we said, but you can find us on our website, pigskindispatch.com. All of these great articles on these ancient days of football and the roots of football. We have our Football by Numbers series. We have all the early pro football teams going on in a series right now. And we have our daily football history. We go every day of the year. We tell you what happened on that date. Football history each and every day of the year. That's what we're all about. We're glad you're here to listen to us. We love your feedback. You want to give us more feedback? It's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We have more and exciting great things in store for you this coming year. 2022 is going to be a banner year, just like 2021 was, but even some things that you can't even imagine we're going to bring to you. Pigskin Dispatch, your leader for football history, and we'll be back tomorrow. We'll hope you listen to us then, and have a great gridiron day. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.